our coaches show here this evening. And I think we have a couple of guests here for the softball program that are making their first time appearance here on the show. And I believe, Hannah, this is your first time here. Hannah Tucker joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, yesterday was a tough day, splitting a doubleheader, but playing in the wind. And it was kind of an unusual situation there from the wind blowing in from right field there all game. But what was that like yesterday playing in an environment like that?
Definitely not fun. I didn't get much action out in the outfield, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no fly ball. I mean, no fly balls is all grounders.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, no, but yesterday you guys were able to get the split there. You got the start in game two and were able to get on base a few times. What were some things maybe you learned differently yesterday?
The wind was definitely something to battle with, so hitting just a line drive was a need for all of us, and we kept popping it up and popping it up, so we definitely needed to work on that.
You kind of been more of a home run hitter this year. Three home runs, you and Tori kind of fighting back and forth for that home run lead. And, yeah, and having to adjust to that. How big of an adjustment is that, trying to maybe go more toward ground balls and line drives?
For me, pretty difficult. I usually swing for the fences, which makes my eyes mad. But, yeah, it wasn't easy.
But, yeah, no. And, yeah, you played center field, but you were part of the action, though, as well, a pitcher for a couple innings there yesterday. And how'd you feel like your pitching was?
Definitely struggled. The mound was not straight at all. I don't know what was up with it, but it was definitely something to work with.
Well, it's some adjustments along the way here, but what's some things that you're maybe looking to do to kind of continue to improve here throughout this year?
Definitely learning to back down on my swinging because I keep popping it up, and pitching is always something I need to work on.
What's your favorite pitch?
I only have one, don't worry.
Oh, the one that gets over for a strike.
Yeah,
right?
Just trying to throw it down there.
Hey, that's the perfect pitch, though, so yeah. But no, Hannah, thanks again for joining me, and you didn't do too bad. You did good. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Hannah Tucker, and now another sophomore joins us here. And Madison Miller, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good.
That's good. Well, you had a big hit there last night there, kind of redeemed yourself. It was a tough day hitting overall, and I kind of go through that at bat there in the seventh inning with that clutch hit in game two.
Well, yeah, I surprised myself when I hit that.
Why do you say you surprised yourself?
Because I never know what I'm going to hit when I get up to bat.
Well, it was a timely hit that went well here, but you've gradually gotten more playing time here in varsity this year. And what have you maybe learned along the way here as you've taken the diamond more on the varsity here toward this final stretch of the year?
Definitely, I would have to say, like, you're hitting, you know, always listen to Myers because she knows what she's talking about on your hitting. And, like, out in the outfield, you definitely get a lot of playing, like, balls hit out there. So
it was kind of the opposite of that yesterday. And when a day like that, is it tough to stay focused when you're out there kind of isolated in center field or right field?
Kind of, a little. And then I just keep watching Cheyenne and tell her to, you know, always bring her up just in case.
Yeah, and to say, have them hit one my way so I can get involved, right?
Yeah.
But what do you think that you've improved upon the most here so far this year?
I definitely have to say batting.
All right. Yeah, that's obvious there in that last hit there. But what do you look to maybe to continue to improve upon here as you head through the final six games of the season?
I'd like to get my throws a little more. They're sometimes off.
All right. Well, is this your first time playing in the outfield?
No, I've played multiple times.
All right. What part of the outfield do you like playing the best?
I say center.
Center? All right. Hey, why not? You get to cover a lot of real estate and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you did a good job here, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Madison Miller joining us here from Scott County Hardware and Scott City. Is now we talk with Coach Aaron Myers. And Coach, kind of looking back at yesterday, and I know I talked with Coach Smith about this from Goodland before the game. This has been a league this year where it's been a lot of offense, and there's been some good pitching go to boot with that too. And yesterday was the complete opposite. It was a low-scoring doubleheader, and I think the weather had a lot to do with that. But how good of an experience was that for you guys to play the small ball game for two games here?
You know, I've never been a huge coach in, you know, coaching small ball, just because I love to see the girls hit, and I know that, you know, that gives them more confidence when they can hit the ball to the outfield. You know, I was a small ball player when I played. I loved to bunt, and you know, it's just one of those things that I just don't bring out of my back pocket very often. You know, I was supposed to, I wrote it in my practice plan today to work on more bunting, so I'll probably, you know, work it in tomorrow. You know, but yesterday, you know, looking at stats, I mean, we had 9 hits in the first game. We just could not string hits together. I mean, we would get a hit, you know, but then nobody could hit them in. That wind just really got to the girls. And, you know, that field is just not an easy field to play on. You know, it's pretty soupy. You know, and the wind is blowing pretty bad. You know, it's just always been a different environment to play there. I've never won 2 games there. I think it's kind of a curse. But, you know, Cheyenne pitched probably one of the best games she's pitched since, you know, I mean, she's pitching really well this whole season. But I just felt like she had a little more speed behind it, and I could definitely tell that she was very, very confident yesterday, and she was ready for that competition. How many strikeouts did she have yesterday, Adam?
I think 22 in 2 games.
That's pretty impressive, especially for a well-hitting team like Goodland. And in that wind, so
yes.
I know we had a loss yesterday, but like I said, we had more hits than they did in both games. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just can't hit the ducks in.
And it's kind of the way it goes, but I think there's a lot to take away from it. And it was also yesterday was a unique in a way itself. Goodland had a couple of left-handed batters. One kept switching back and forth during the middle of their bats, but no, they had their one in the 9 hole, and I think that gave you guys fits there throughout the ball game. And how big is that when you get toward postseason here to see a slap hitter, because you don't see that very often. You haven't, I believe, at all this year.
We haven't seen a good slap hitting in a couple of years, and I haven't really had a chance. I haven't really had to coach against it in a while. You know, we haven't had slap hitters since Caitlin Roberts was pitching, and I would always coach Caitlin to jam them because it's really hard for a slap hitter to hit an inside pitch. I need to work on more with our shortstop and third baseman about where to stand, and even our second baseman where to stand. We'll work on that in practice when it gets closer to regionals, and we'll be more prepared.
I thought your defense, I know it was tough offensively, you talked about that, but I thought the defense was pretty solid yesterday. Yeah, there were a couple breakdowns here and there, but other than that, I thought the defense was pretty solid.
I believe so. I mean, you know, Amber had a good shots out at shortstop and had some really good throws at first base, and Michaela had a line drive at first base and was able to get a double out. And I mean, even Mallory Cupp yesterday, she did so well about reading the ball, and when the ball was like hit up the middle, she's really good about reading the ball and getting the ball. Because sometimes she kind of has to battle Cheyenne a little bit up when the ball's hit up the middle, and she's doing really well about reading that ball.
Well, now that you're now at 12-2 on the year here, you head over to Cimarron on Friday there. A couple of league games there left already in the schedules. Out of your 6, 4 of them are in GWAC play here. But Cimarron, a team that likes to hit the ball pretty good, and I know they had a tough doubleheader there with Colby yesterday.
Yeah, they do. They hit the ball really well. I think that, you know, coming off a loss from yesterday, I think the girls are more ready to get back on that field and prove that we are a 12-2 team. And you can only practice so much. So I think the girls are just ready to just keep playing games.
All right. Hopefully it's a good one there for you on Friday at Cimarron. Coach Aaron Myers joining me. Thanks again, as always. And good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks.